Welcome to another episode of the Daily Stoic Podcast. On Thursdays, we do double duty, not just reading our daily meditation, but also reading a passage from the book, The Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living, which I wrote with my wonderful co-author and collaborator, Stephen Hanselman. And so today, we'll give you a quick meditation from one of the Stoics, from Epictetus, Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, then some analysis from me, and then we send you out into the world to do your best to turn these words into works. I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. You will need this in every situation. You've just been promoted. You've just received terrible news. You've just been cut off in traffic. You've just hit the game winner in overtime. You were just CC'd on an email chain to find your coworker throwing you under the bus. Your kid just spilled their orange juice on you. Your spouse just swung their car door open and dented yours. Rich or poor, emperor or slave, it doesn't matter the situation. There is one universal and constant imperative, virtue. There is no situation that doesn't call for one or more of the four virtues, courage, temperance, justice, wisdom. It stares you in the face, Marcus Aurelius wrote. No role is so well suited to philosophy as the one you're in right now. As we've said recently, those four virtues guide us like four main points on a compass. It stares you in the face. We could also say that no situation is so well suited to one or all of the four virtues. The Stoic notion of virtue is radically different and more accessible than the finger-wagging version that people seem to think that virtue entails. It's not something you demand of others. It's not a standard you pass laws about or police. It's something you demand of yourself. It's something you do. It's something you make use of every day, moment to moment. It's something that steers the choices you make and the actions you take. It's something we choose, not once. It's a daily challenge, one we face not once, but constantly, repeatedly. Will we be selfish or selfless, brave or afraid, strong or weak, wise or stupid? Will we cultivate a good habit or a bad one, courage or cowardice, the bliss of ignorance or the challenge of a new idea? I think about virtue a lot. Obviously, I try to find ways of reminding myself of it too. And that's why we created this Daily Stoic Four Virtues pendant. We've had the challenge coin for a long time, but I wanted to make a pendant that you could wear, not unlike a compass, to guide you through life. The front of the Four Virtues pendant has the Daily Stoic seal on it, each of the four quadrants on it representing the four virtues: a lion for courage, a man sprinkling water into a jug of wine, that's temperance, a set of scales, justice, and an owl, wisdom. And on the back it says acta non verba, which is Latin for actions, not words. This design, which was custom for us here at Daily Stoic, was hand-sketched by Lewis Williams, an artist based in Brooklyn. And the mixed metal pendants that we settled on were handmade by Williams. He uses this ancient process of carving it into wax and then casting it with brass and sterling silver and then sawing and engraving and hammering and soldering the metals with precision and care. It's really, really cool. Each pendant comes with a 24-inch sterling silver chain, handcrafted using traditional techniques and the finest materials. You can head over to dailystoic.com/virtuespendant to get yours, to wear, to feel its weight, and hopefully to help you remember to choose courage, temperance, justice, and wisdom in any and every situation. You can check out a link in today's episode, or again, just go over to dailystoic.com/virtuespendant. Plato's view. And I'm reading to you today from the Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living by yours truly, and my co-author and translator, Stephen Hanselman. You can get signed copies, by the way, in the Daily Stoic store. Over a million copies of the Daily Stoic in print now. It's been just such a lovely experience to watch it spend more than 250 weeks, consecutive weeks on the bestseller list. It's just an awesome experience. But hope you check it out. We have a premium leather edition at store.dailystoic.com as well. But let's get on with today's reading. How beautifully Plato put it, Marcus Aurelius writes in Meditation 748. Whenever you want to talk about people, it's best to take a bird's eye view and see everything all at once, of gatherings, armies, farms, weddings and divorces, births and deaths, noisy courtrooms or silent spaces, every foreign people, holidays, memorials, markets, all blended together and arranged in a pairing of opposites. And actually, let me give you the Hayes one today, too, because he, if I recall correctly, he renders this quite beautifully. Plato has it right. If you want to talk about people, you need to look down on the earth from above. Herds and armies, farms and weddings, divorces, births, deaths, noisy courtrooms, desert places, all the foreign peoples, holidays, days of mourning, market days, all mixed together, a harmony of opposites. And there's actually a beautiful dialogue by the poet Lucian, who is Seneca's nephew, I believe, in which the narrator is given the ability to fly and see the world from above. Turning his eyes earthward, he sees how comically small even the richest people, the biggest estates, the entire empire, and entire empires look from above. All their battles and concerns are made petty in perspective. In ancient times, this exercise was only theoretical. The highest that anyone could get was the top of a mountain or a building a few stories tall. But as technology has progressed, humans have been able to actually take that bird's eye view and greater. Edgar Mitchell, an astronaut, was one of the first people to see the Earth from outer space. And as he later recounted, in outer space, you develop an instant global consciousness, a people orientation, an intense dissatisfaction with the state of the world, and a compulsion to do something about it. From out there on the moon, international politics look so petty. You want to grab a politician by the scruff of the neck and drag him a quarter of a million miles away and say, "Look at that, you son of a bitch." And then I add, many a problem can be solved with the perspective of Plato's view. Use it. I just got off a plane. I'm getting on a plane again shortly. And, you know, you look out the window and you see, it's sometimes when I fly into Austin, I can actually see where I live. And, you know, 40 acres suddenly, very small. 1,000 acres, very small. The Tesla factory, one of the biggest buildings I've ever seen in my life, very small. Skyscrapers, very small. People, minuscule. I think what Edgar Mitchell is talking about is a sort of paradox of it. Everything seems very small, but everything also seems very connected, right? And so wars and international boundaries, these all seem, you know, so insignificant, such artificial and petty distinctions. I was telling you, I was recently down in Big Bend National Park, and right, you look over this vast expanse and it humbles you in that sense. And then also you're like, here is the United States, here is Mexico, here is the United States, here is Mexico. You're walking on the one side of the river. And then it's just and we don't have to get into some complicated discussion about immigration, but it's just a reminder. It's like how arbitrary. Someone born over here gets this kind of life. Someone born on this side gets this kind of life. And they'll shoot you if you come across the border with this intention. But me splashing around in the water with my kids, that's totally fine, right? You realize that all these things we take very seriously are not that serious. And what matters, I think Marcus is saying, when you take Plato's view, is like, our connection to other people, our obligations as human beings, being good, being decent. You know, Alexander the Great's empire looks very enormous and significant and powerful and important up close, but zoom out, it doesn't seem that different than anything else. And the immensity of the damage that he did in creating it suddenly comes into view as well. So Plato's view is about getting perspective. And it's a reminder that our technology helps give us that view, and that we should appreciate. I know if you ever watch the Daily Stoic videos, sometimes we use drone shots, and it's been fun to learn how to fly this drone. But this drone is also expanded my perspective. It's allowed me to see things, even myself, right, from different angles. I never saw what I looked like running from 30 meters above me, right? I haven't seen what the angle of the road that I like to run on looks like that way. And it helps you appreciate things differently. It gives you that bird's eye view. And I think it's really important. I think time lapses can do this too. Of course, just sitting there and looking at it, climbing up to a high spot, looking at the stars can give you this too. But the Stoics were trying to humble themselves. They were trying to get perspective. They were trying to remember our obligations and connections to other people. They were trying, as Annie Duke says, to get to the outside of their problems, outside of the insularness of their viewpoint and their urges and their desires and their emotional reactions. And I just think it's so important. And please do avail yourself of that knowledge. It's very powerful and important, as Marcus says, as Plato does, as Lucian does. And I'll leave that with you now to chew on for the rest of the day. Thanks so much for listening to the Daily Stoic Podcast. If you don't know this, you can get these delivered to you via email every day. Check it out at dailystoic.com/email. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some, But You Just Lost One trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.